From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For years, lawyers defending homeowners against foreclosure had just one option, convincing lenders to renegotiate the terms of their mortgages. Today, that's often not possible. Many mortgages are now held not by banks, but by securitized trusts. Those are complicated arrangements with many investors and convoluted legal documents. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, lawyers who unravel these relationships say they're finding a surprising number of improper documents and, in some cases, fraud.
In Fort Myers, Florida, it's been called the Rocket Docket, a special court that hears and clears hundreds of foreclosures each day.
Number 148, Washington Mutual versus Teresa Weber.
An average case takes just 2 to 3 minutes. The judge is James Thompson.
Are you Ms. Weber?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Weber, it appears the bank has done what's necessary to get a judgment of foreclosure. Can you think of any legal reason one should not take place?
Nothing legal. Okay.
There are a few tears in this court, mostly resignation. After her brief hearing, Weber gets what appears to be the standard judgment, 60 days to vacate the premises. Across the state, in Miami-Dade County, Anna Fernandez says she thought that would be her fate as well. Fernandez says she made a big mistake a few years ago when she refinanced her home. The new mortgage started with monthly payments of $1,200, but soon ballooned to $2,600 per month.
Well, there was no way that I could afford paying that mortgage.
Fernandez has lived here for 24 years. It's a modest but recently updated three-bedroom house in Miami Gardens that she's currently sharing with three chihuahuas. Fernandez contacted her lender, Chevy Chase Bank, but says what the bank offered was really no help.
They told me the best I could do was be up to date and then start paying again, which it would still leave me with the $2,600.
Just days before her foreclosure hearing, Fernandez contacted a lawyer, Ray Garcia. Garcia found something that may be surprising, but is not uncommon. The bank trying to foreclose on Anna Fernandez had no proof that it, in fact, owned her loan. In a hearing, a lawyer representing the bank conceded that he did not have the original mortgage note, something that's required by law. What he did have was a copy. Chevy Chase Bank bought Fernandez's loan from another institution, and Garcia says when he examined the copy, it showed ownership of the loan had never been assigned or transferred to Chevy Chase Bank.
As we sit here today, they haven't produced a note. They've produced absolutely no record evidence that Chevy Chase has a right to bring this action.
Chevy Chase was recently acquired by Capital One Bank. A Capital One spokeswoman maintains the company has filed the original note, but otherwise had no comment. The demand that banks seeking foreclosure produce the note is a cry that's gotten attention across the country from housing activists and real estate attorneys. For banks that own and service the loans they originate, finding the original paperwork is rarely a problem. But with loans that have been securitized, parceled with other mortgages, and sold to investors, the original mortgage note can be elusive. Lawyer April Charney says asking the bank to produce the paperwork is just the beginning. She says lawyers who take the time to study the mortgage notes and the securitization agreements will almost always find deficiencies and sometimes fraud.
These loans are so tricked up by the Ponzi scheme that became the world of securitization and derivatives that there is no owner to these loans. They just totally failed to comply with their own contracts.
Charney, who works with Jacksonville Legal Services in Florida, has become well known as an expert on defending foreclosures, and she's been working to train a small army of lawyers across the country. The new world of securitized mortgages, she says, is layered and nuanced. Some courts, overwhelmed by a growing backlog of foreclosures, can even be hostile to attorneys who want to slow down the process. But in some cases, it's the judges who are beginning to ask probing questions of plaintiffs seeking foreclosures. In California, federal bankruptcy judge Samuel Bufford has written about some of the new issues courts must consider in foreclosure cases.
One of the problems I see from time to time is that I don't seem to have the right parties before the court. I've taken testimony from the officers of the moving parties or whoever's providing the evidence, and I found out that the owner of the mortgage is somebody else who has not shown up in court at all.
It's a still-developing area of law, and it's one that could change abruptly with new federal legislation governing foreclosures. Still, the growing number of legal challenges troubles Talcott Franklin. Franklin's an attorney in Dallas and an expert on securitized mortgages. He says mortgage-backed securities are an important part of a healthy housing market. If many of the legal challenges being mounted around the country are successful, He worries that could undermine a vital financial tool.
My big fear is that we will get a series of decisions based on not fully understood facts that will prevent securitization from going forward in the future.
Franklin doesn't blame homeowners or their lawyers for bringing the challenges. He's more critical of lenders and their attorneys for not doing a better job understanding securitized mortgages and for not taking care of important legal matters before going to court to foreclose on a home. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.